What's called tikkun hatfila, perfect tfila, when the tfila is flowing, when a person sees that Hashem sent them a tfila, that's a home run. Lahavdil. Baseball, you get the guy who's got the bat in his hand and he wants to hit. And depending on how the ball is being thrown to him, sometimes that's going to have bearing. As great a baseball player as he is, the pitcher knows all kinds of tricks to throw the ball in such a way that it's very hard, even for the best batter, to hit a home run with this kind of pitch. Lahavdil, a person who's getting up to daven, Hashem is the pitcher. Hashem is throwing the ball. Hashem is sending you the tefillah. Where do the words of tefillah come from? From Hashem. We say before we start Shmoneh Esrei, Hashem sefosai tiftach. Hashem, open my lips and allow my mouth to speak your praises. The words of tefillah that a Jew is expressing come from Hashem. Now, if a person sees that Hashem sent him a perfect pitch, where this tefillah is mamish exactly what he needed to say to be able to describe the problem that he has or the help that he wants from Hashem, that tefillah is a home run. That tefillah is going to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. And if chas v'shalom, the opposite, if a person's davening and they feel like they're saying and somehow they can't get the words out and they can't really make sense out of what they're trying to say, those times when a person's trying to daven and it's not going and it's not going, and the person still pushes as hard as they can, sometimes that tefillah can be not a home run, but a grand slam. That tefillah can be a super success. Because when Hashem sees that a person's not giving up, no matter how hard it is for them to daven, the person's trying and killing themselves to try to do the best they can, even if the words are not so, there's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim which says "V'digloi olai ahava," and the Gemara says "V'liglugoi olai ahava." That sometimes when a person's stuttering, but they can't even get the words out right. They're not making. Hashem says, "I love it. I love it, because I see the sincerity in the person. I see that the person really means it from their heart, and they're trying. The fact that they don't have perfect power of speech, who cares? Hashem's not impressed." Compared to Hashem, nobody has the power of speech. So that's not what's going to impress Hashem. What's going to impress Hashem is the heart that you put into it.